This is Kevin Burke from the School of Kinesiology and Recreation at Illinois State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. The Bed Jacket, that's the name of this episode that aired on December the 17th, 1962, written by Harvey Bullock and R. Allen Suffian, directed by Bob Sweeney. Some of you may remember the name of one of Andy's fishing poles, the Eagle Eye Annie. Well, that's what this episode is about in some ways, anyway. But this episode opens up with Opie and Andy on a small little pier fishing dock, and they're fishing, and all of a sudden Mater Stoner walks up, and he's complaining that the fish aren't biting. And I think it's interesting that Mater Stoner walks in, he's fishing, and he's wearing a tie while he's fishing. I guess he's got to keep that mayor image the entire time. So while Mayor Stoner's there complaining about not being able to catch anything, Andy throws a line in and catches a fish right away, and then he lets Mayor Stoner try with Eagle Eye Annie, and lo and behold, he catches a fish right away. And so the mayor gets very interested in Eagle Eye Annie and offers up to $27.50 to buy this, as the mayor would say, scratched up fishing pole. Well, that's quite a bit of money back then, but Andy didn't want to sell Eagle Eye Annie. And again, we may not pick up on this much, but it just shows another side of Andy Griffith's character. He's not really focused on money. The fishing pole, fishing rod, had a special significance for him. And you could also say that maybe he's trying to show Opie, you know, there's some things you just want to keep because you want to keep them. So they're getting ready to leave because they need to go buy Aunt Bea a birthday gift. And, you know, Opie's sort of not wanting to leave until Andy mentions a birthday cake's involved, and then Opie's ready to go. So they go home, and of course Andy and Opie are going to clean up before they go out to look for the gift, and Opie starts asking about Aunt Bee's age. And I know when I was growing up in the South, we were told not to ask women their age, and this is sort of a little bit of what this scene's about. Aunt Bee talking about being 21 or 22 years old, and we believe she's a little bit older than that. But Opie not quite understanding how all this works, but hopefully in an indirect way, he's picking up on what's going on. And then Aunt Bee asked to ride with Andy and Opie into town, and this is one of the few times, I was thinking as I was watching this episode, this is one of the few times you see Aunt Bee actually riding in the squad car. So they ride into town, and as they all get out, we see a little bit of Aunt Bee doing some window shopping. And I don't remember liking to do that as a kid. You know, I don't do much going through downtown window shopping now. It's usually in a mall or something like that, and I don't go to the malls that much anymore. But, it's always fun to look in the windows and see what they have, and sometimes wishing you had what was in the window. But Aunt Bee's looking in Lukens Style Shop, and she sees this bed jacket that she just falls in love with. Now, one of the things I think is interesting in this Andy Griffith Show episode, it's another one of those times where they don't use dialogue, but they use music to get across what's going on. And they do this a couple of times in this particular episode. So as Aunt Bee goes into Lucan's Style Shop, you don't hear any dialogue between her and the store clerk. And we see the actress, Dabs Greer, in this episode. She's playing the store clerk, and she does that in a couple of episodes. But we hear no dialogue about the bed jacket, just a type of music that's really a sentimental type music. And then the next part of the scene, we see Andy and Opie in a shop trying to decide what to buy Aunt Bee, and they're considering several gifts, and it's cute that Opie's trying to decide whether to buy her a salt and pepper shakers or a ball cap. I thought that was great. And I remember as a kid buying my grandmother some salt and pepper shakers that she told me she wanted, you know, and I look back on that now and say my grandmother was just trying to save me money, but I didn't realize that at the time. It's just how sweet our relatives can be. And then Andy decides to buy Aunt Bee 2 dozen preserve jars. You know, and I know what some of you ladies out there are thinking, typical male, not a personal gift, but a practical gift. And sometimes it's a good idea to buy some personal gifts instead. And so after they decide to do this, they come out, and Andy runs into Aunt Bee, who's standing out in front of Lucan's shop, and it's sort of funny to watch Aunt Bee trying to hint about the bed jacket, and of course Andy's oblivious, and Mayor Stoner just happens to be inside Lucan's buying some towels for his wife, and Andy sees him and realizes, oh my gosh, I got a report I got to file for him or get ready for him. And so when the mayor comes out, we see Aunt Bee trying to hint to the mayor because she knows the mayor's getting ready to meet with Andy about the bed jacket. So in the next scene, we see the mayor in the courthouse with Andy, and the mayor all of a sudden asks Andy to go to the Luke and Style shop and buy that jacket for the mayor's wife. You can sort of guess what's about to happen. In the next scene, we see Aunt Bea and Clara Johnson. I noticed they gave this is an inconsistency on the show. Of course, you could explain it away, but Clara Johnson, not Clara Edwards. Could it be that she got married? Did she go back to her maiden name? Who knows? But for some reason, her name changed from Clara Edwards to Clara Johnson. And they're standing across the street talking about the bed jacket. And just as Aunt Bee's about to take Clara over to Lucan's shop to see the jacket, Andy drives up in the squad car. They see Andy from across the street go in and buy the bed jacket. And, of course, Aunt Bee thinks it's for her. She thinks all her henning's done some good. So, again, Andy and Opie in the next scene are call Aunt Bee out into the Andy in the living room of the Andy Griffith home, and they give her gifts. And of course, Aunt Bee acts like she's so gracious and happy to get the salt and pepper shaker from Opie. And of course, he tells her if she doesn't like him, she can trade it in for the ball cap. But then when Aunt Bee so excitedly opened her gifts, expecting to see the bed jacket, and she sees the preserve jars, and Aunt Bee is so upset that she starts to cry and leaves the room. Well, Andy and Opie are just befuddled. They have no idea what she's upset about, why she'd be crying, and they're trying to guess when all of a sudden Miss Johnson comes to the door, and she's asking how the bed jacket fit, and all of a sudden Andy realizes what happened because Miss Johnson told him that Aunt Bee saw him going to the store and buy, and he realized that Aunt Bee thought he was buying the jacket for her. So after she leaves, again, I love the way Andy Griffith's so good at this. Andy stands there trying to think of how he can resolve the situation, and pay close attention to his facial expressions. You can almost read what's going through his mind, but the fact that Andy was so good about doing this, I think, is, again, part of his acting ability. First thing Andy does, he goes back to the Luke and Style shop, and of course what he wants to do is try to buy another bed jacket for Aunt Bee, and of course they're not there, and it's going to take 3 or 4 weeks to get another one in, so he decides to go to the mayor's house. Now this is on a Saturday morning, it must be early because the mayor's complaining because Andy's waking him up. But long story short, the mayor comes down once Andy tells him it concerns a voter, because the mayor's always concerned about voters. So the mayor and Andy wheel and deal, and finally, what happens is Andy agrees to sell the mayor his fishing pole, Eagle Isle Annie, if the mayor will sell him the bed jacket. So Andy gets it wrapped up, and the next scene, they're back at Andy's house, and Aunt Bee comes in, and she's very embarrassed by how she's acted. And Andy acts like he had to rush out, and said he rushed out before he got to get gift number 3. She opens it up, and there's the bed jacket. And here's one of the things I like about this scene. Notice the smile on Andy's face. Again, his facial expressions. He's showing the joy that he's experiencing because Aunt Bee is so happy. So once Aunt Bee's so excited, she calls up Miss Johnson, starts talking about the bed jacket. And Opie comes in from the kitchen, and he's ready to go fishing. It's Saturday morning, so that means it's time to go fishing. And he goes up to get the fishing poles, which Andy has hanging on the wall. You know, I was just thinking, would my wife ever let me hang fishing poles on the wall in the living room? I don't think so. But back then, it just seemed sort of in place. And Opie notices that Eagle Eye Annie is gone. And so in this next to final scene, we get a very soft touch of Andy explaining to Opie how, while Eagle Eye Annie's gone, Eagle Eye Annie's still giving Andy some happiness and some joy, and it's because he sees the joy on Aunt Bee's face. So again, another touching moment in the Andy Griffith Show. In the final scene, they're all sitting around the dinner table and blow out candles on Aunt Bee's birthday cake, and they're getting ready to cut the cake, which Opie's really excited about. Now, one thing I want you to notice here, and there's only 3 chairs at the dining room table. Now, the reason this is done a lot of times is simply the camera side of the table, the chair was left out. Because you know a table like that would normally have 4 chairs, and there'd be other times when Barney's there, they would have 4 chairs there. But that 4th chair's missing in this episode, and you know that was done, I'm sure, intentionally. While they're eating or getting ready to eat the cake, we hear someone at the door, and of course it's Mayor Stoner, and he comes over to Andy because somehow the mayor's wife found out that the mayor had bought a bed jacket, and of course she's wanting it and realizes the mayor doesn't have it, so the mayor's wife thinks the mayor's given it to another woman. And so what I find really interesting about this part of the episode is the mayor of Mayberry has to go to Andy to get Andy to call the mayor's wife to verify that Andy actually had the bed jacket and gave it to Aunt B. The mayor's wife would not believe the mayor. And again, it shows the trustworthiness that Andy Taylor had of the town of Mayberry. But as they're negotiating this, Andy sees a way to get his fishing rod back, and he agrees to help the mayor out if he can have Eagle Eye Annie back. So it all comes around full circle, and Andy gets his fishing rod back. And then this episode finally ends with a close-up of Opie eating the cake, and he's got chocolate all over his face. So, again, another good Andy Griffith and a touching Andy Griffith show. Now, the trivia question for this episode, you have to really pay attention or have a good memory on this one. What was the mayor's wife's name? Ooh, that's a good question. What was the mayor's wife's name? If you think you know the answer to that, you can email me at burke@mayberry.com. That's burke@mayberry.com. Or you can go to my website, burkeonmayberry.com, and there you'll see the name of this episode, The Bed Jacket. In parentheses, you'll find out what the mayor's wife's name is. If you have any questions or comments about Burke on Mayberry, don't hesitate to call. I appreciate the emails I've been getting about the Burke on Mayberry podcast. I really enjoy doing these podcasts, and I hope you're enjoying listening to those. Again, any questions or comments, don't hesitate to contact me at burke@mayberry.com. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours, and thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry.